Now Media Station.
Hey, the Colts have a coach. Are you in the Olympic spirit yet? And one last chance for Jose to redeem himself. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee is not here because Jose is for one more day. Hopefully Jong survived his weekend and will return. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Just find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at P-A-R-J-9-4, still hasn't changed it. And you can also text the show, 713-780-3776, and it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. Going to be a fun week. Let's get it started off with, hopefully, no mistakes.
Yeah, so far, so good.
Yeah, he got through the open today. That's a big step forward from Friday. What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you?
The same.
I feel like crap today, dude. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I was out in the weather all weekend, and it couldn't have been a worse weekend weather-wise, right?
For baseball, especially.
I mean, just to be outside doing anything.
Yeah.
But it was 70 on Saturday, but it was pouring rain all day. And then yesterday, it's dry. But it's like 35 with ridiculous winds. I mean, and now I feel like garbage.
Well,
I give a lot of thought to being like, you know what? I shouldn't even come in. But like, I know I don't have the flu or anything like that. That's gonna make someone like legit sick. But I do feel crummy, and I've been chowing down on cough drops and Mucinex, and gone through about a box and a half of Kleenex today. So. One of those days.
Yeah, we've all been there. I've had those days where I've been popping Halls like they're candy just to get through 3 hours on the show. So, well, glad you're here because it always sucks when neither one of you guys are here. That would have been a disaster.
Yeah, but that's what I gave thought to that. I wasn't going to leave you alone with Jose.
Yeah,
ruin the whole day.
Yeah, well, hopefully you'll get better. But I'm sure it's just from being out in that crap all weekend. But. Hey, Black Spotted Zebra's back. Says feels good to be able to get my Blitz on after a month without you guys.
Oh, he took a month off from us like I did alcohol.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably why.
Yeah, good for him.
I don't know why he took
He's probably feeling better. Like he's
His body feels better.
Yeah.
Everything feels better. So I spent a lot of time this weekend watching TV because I didn't want
to. The weather sucked. Yeah, you didn't want to be stupid and go stand outside all day.
Yeah, I thought about there was a 10K I was going to do, and then that was Saturday, and I was just like, there's no way I'm getting out in this mess. So I just watched a lot of TV, and finally, I was telling you before, I finally got on Longmire, which I'm 5 episodes in and totally hooked on. So
I like that show.
So appreciate the heads up on that. I watched a lot of basketball and Olympics, and you know what? The Olympic coverage, and I'm curious if anybody else has kind of caught on to this. It sucks. They basically show like 10 seconds of an event, 20 minutes of commercials, and then an interview, usually with an American athlete who did something, and they're all dumber than a barrel of hair, so the interviews suck. And then they have this brother and sister curling team for the U.S. that is awful that they've shown every single day. That's the coverage in a nutshell.
I haven't watched 1 minute of Olympics.
Well, that's what you've missed. That's what you've missed.
I heard some 17-year-old kid won the first gold medal.
That was pretty badass, though.
For America.
I'm kind of into snowboarding and stuff like that. I like watching that. And he was just terrific, man. So, but then they had this girl on who won a gold medal. And they're like, oh, so how does it feel to win your second gold medal? Really good. Really good.
They're just full of personality.
Like, oh, God. So I'm curious if people are watching that and getting the same impressions. But. I get that they have to pay for the thing, but the amount of commercials they have is just completely distracting from anything. You can't get into it. So, I don't know why. Well,
do you plan on watching more?
I will.
Has this been bad enough that you're out?
Well, it's been bad enough that now that the wife's not here and she's totally into it, I will watch the hockey in the mornings because there's nothing else on anyway, and I like hockey. But I can't see myself spending a lot more time with this. It's just, and I know this deal, man. I mean, we have to have commercials to make money, but I don't know. So that's my Olympics. That's what you've missed on the Olympics.
Okay.
But the one thing I realized, there's more events that I actually like than I thought. Like, I have fun watching the curling, except for the fact that they shove these two down our throats every single day, so I quit watching. I'd like to watch some actual good curlers. That would be cool. But yeah, I love hockey, but like the snowboarding and all the, and when they do that snow cross, that kind of stuff I like. And you know, that's more X Games type things, and I enjoy watching those. But man, the skating, I got nothing for that.
I don't care.
It's like, oh, it's a beautiful triple axel. It's a Lutz. It's a Sal Cow. Whatever. Yeah, Roger just texted me and said, you're spot on the Olympics. I started watching Altered Carbon this weekend. That was my choice, was either Longmire or Altered Carbon. I think I was down to
that. And Altered Carbon's about time travel, right?
It's an alien thing. There's people that would say I would like it, and then there's people who'd say you wouldn't like it.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got two episodes left of Dark.
Yeah.
I'm almost done with that.
Hmm.
And then I've been watching when my wife's not around, because she's watching that with me. But when she's not around, I've been watching A&E did a 5 or 6 episode miniseries on the murder of Lacey Peterson.
Yeah, I saw that. I actually was thinking about looking at that.
Dude, it's pretty crazy. And it's pretty wild how little evidence, like physical evidence, there was against Scott Peterson. I guess I just don't remember following it that closely at the time. But I remember like, oh, he had a side piece.
Yeah.
And like, he must be guilty.
Right.
Well, it turns out like that's pretty much what they presented in court, because they had no evidence that he'd actually murdered her. So they're like, he was cheating on her. So you're done. Yeah. I mean, I was like, wow. So it's a pretty interesting watch, and it kind of makes you question whether or not the dude did it.
Yeah.
So I always like shows like that.
I probably don't know if I'm going to watch this. I know the wife will, but have you seen that Stephen Colbert did a Trump cartoon on Showtime? Apparently it's hilarious. It's called
I haven't seen it.
Our Cartoon President.
Oh, boy.
It kind of sounds like it's up your alley, too.
All right. So, I might check it out. I usually don't like cartoons, but I might try it. Yeah. I woke up today to like people saying to boycott Peter Rabbit.
Oh, my God. I was going to talk about this today.
We're boycotting movies because of food allergy bullying. Food allergy bullying. Because they threw blackberries at some other creature of the forest who had a blackberry allergy. Dude, it's a cartoon. When I was a kid, the cartoon coyote would try to drop an anvil on the cartoon Roadrunner's head.
But that's Roadrunner shaming. You can't do that.
I never went to school and said, yeah, I'm going to do exactly what happened in that cartoon. No.
Man, you think about the cartoons that I grew up with. Probably you got some of them too, but you know, there are so many freaking ridiculous things from those old cartoons that would never fly now. If this isn't going to fly,
I mean, food allergy bullying? Have you ever even heard of that? I bet Jose has. You got a food allergy or something, Jose?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. What's the craziest thing you ever got bullied for?
I got bullied out of the soccer team in middle school.
For why?
I was a fat kid who didn't like running.
Oh, well, that's so you got fat shamed, basically.
I guess.
I got bullied for having a big nose.
Yeah, I can see that.
Fought back.
Yeah, but yeah. That's the move.
Yeah. But that is maybe the dumbest thing I've heard. Is this
food allergy bullying?
Oh my God! Are we all right? I have one word for America now.
Yeah.
I mean, if that is what's bothering you, Man, you got issues. Do you think Popeye, when he threw his spinach at people?
Dude, Popeye used to, he was like a first he would be a victim of bullying, and then he would eat spinach, and then he would turn into a bully. And it was like the kind of bullying where they really fought with punches.
Yeah.
Not throwing blackberries at someone.
And Bluto was all over him, right?
Yeah. Bluto was trying to get in his chick, you know, and then his best friend, all he did was eat hamburgers. It would never help him in the fight. Mm-hmm. No. Kids these days are weak. You can't watch cartoons because you're scared.
That's the parents, too, though.
That is the parents. That's what that,
my
it
kid
is.
Has a food allergy. And, well, remember when I got in trouble for using the your old nickname? And it's like, I have kids who are little people, and imagine how they feel. Yeah. Oh, come on.
My brother has a food allergy.
Yeah?
But I don't, I mean.
So you throw peanut butter at him when
I don't
pissed?
Know. I don't know if he's ever heard of. And I have before, like, rub peanut butter on his lips when he was sleeping and, like,
yeah,
you know, it's
because you're a bully.
I guess that is food allergy bullying, but that's just it's playing around. Hmm. I don't know. That's I didn't know that was a real thing. I don't think he even knows it's a real thing, and he's got a food allergy.
Hmm. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't worry, we'll get to the sports at some point. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, I'm telling you about a new advertiser for me called BillAdvisor.com, and let me tell you what's happening, and I couldn't believe when I talked to these guys what was happening to me and to other people, to Lance's airline. You're way overpaying for your monthly recurring bills, like TV, internet, cell phone, auto and home insurance, electricity. You know how it works, and it works this way with pretty much every business. You sign up, and you get this great rate to start, and then when that rate goes away, once you've been a customer for a while, you go back to some other crappy rate and you're like, dude, why do the new customers get the best rates instead of the loyal, solid customers? Bill Advisor is fixing it for you. So when you love your provider, but you hate your bill, you go to BillAdvisor.com. The savings are real. They're going to work with those companies directly to get you a lower rate. The average customer saves over $800 per year. A lot of people save over $1,000. Lance Zierlein saved $2,000 per year. $2,000. It's crazy. Super easy. Bill Advisor service starts at $12.99 per month, and they guarantee $150 in savings. So you're going to pay a little under $13, and they're going to save you $150. You can't beat that. You can't beat it, guys. If they can't save you that $150, you're going to get every penny of it back. You're guaranteed to win. Start saving right now by texting BILLS, that's BILLS, to 313131, or you can sign up online at BillAdvisor.com. Start saving right now by texting BILLS to 313131, or visit BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify. And someone's head off.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Monday, sexy people. Oh, wait, you can't say that kind of stuff. Happy Monday, everybody. A couple things on the Olympic coverage. Blaine says, agreed. Figure skating seems to be all they want to show live. Terrible overall coverage. There were some good stories this weekend, but, man. And then a lot of talk about, imagine if Tom and Jerry were new today. Animal abuse.
Well, yeah.
And then somebody mentioned Pepe Le Pew wouldn't fly at all. Crazy skunk that harasses the female relentlessly.
I just got told that Tom and Jerry, when they come on Boomerang, it's edited.
What?
Yeah, they replace the big black lady's legs with a white couple, and they tone down the violence on the show.
Well, that's not worth watching.
Come on, guys. It's a cartoon.
I don't know, man. Oh.
Oh, is that my brother?
I don't know.
That'd be funny. Ryan.
Let's do it.
Sports.
Hey, sports.
Sports. How y'all doing today? I just want to call in just to talk about how PC everything is all of a sudden.
That's
and,
my brother, by the
my
way.
Wife is a coach, and she had a player, a couple players that were all joking with each other. So one girl said she felt like she was being bullied, and, you know, they just suspended the other two kids, you know, point blank period, without even hearing those kids' side of the story, you know. So I just don't understand how, you know, politically correct everything is nowadays.
Well, that's life, man. Yeah. It's the world we live in.
I think I told a story, but my daughter made a joke about something, and one of her friends said, you've triggered me, and she was dead serious. And Katie's just like, all right, well, sorry, I'm out of here. Really? I'm boycotting Indiana Jones after the Germans took advantage of Indy's fear of snakes. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring a snake in here just because I know you have a fear of snakes.
I don't like that. Make sure it's not a snake you care about. Because you know what I always bring in here.
Like, I care about snakes. To me, it's a win-win. You get the bleep scared out of you and the snake dies. All right, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. On the overly sensitive thing, did you see the this is one that kind of – this gets me too because, again, I think we're getting way too sensitive. The Christian Fariyé thing, did you see that this weekend?
No.
That he got suspended because they did a bit where he was pretending to be Don Yee. And, he did it with an Asian accent. And he got suspended for a week because people were offended.
Does Granado still do male golfer?
No, he doesn't.
They got rid of that, huh?
Yeah.
Why'd they get rid of that?
Why do you think?
People complain, huh?
That'd be my guess. Man.
Because I remember talking to Carol at China Garden about it, and she's like, I think it's funny. And, you know, that's who should care, right?
Man.
I don't know, man. I'm not sure we could say anything anymore. If we, you know, honestly, you try to have a little fun. Yeah, you know, whatever happened to Speedy Gonzalez? That's a good one. Do you think Speedy would fly now?
No way.
Andale.
No.
None of that would. But you know, I honestly, I go through these phases where I wonder, and maybe we shouldn't. You know, there's certain things we just shouldn't talk about anymore because somebody's going to complain. And then I come around to, well, let them complain.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, we got to do the show the way it is and not worry about stuff like that. So if I started worrying about every little thing I said, well, I'll tell you what it'd be. Remember the show after the pepper spray thing?
Yeah.
The worst show we ever did. Because we're sitting there, we know the guys in Atlanta are listening to us. And it's like, oh, man. What do you think about those Texans there, AJ? That's what the show was. They aren't good, Fred. Okay. All right, let's move on to the Astros. They aren't good, Fred. It's because they weren't at the time. But, that was pretty much the whole show, worrying about what we were going to say. So, I just figure, tee it high and let it fly, and whatever happens,
exactly.
Happens. And if we wind up getting suspended, whatever. Impact brings up, what about his cousin Slowpoke Rodriguez? And Blaine says, WTF with our country. I just discovered that apparently schools at many grades make a big spectacle out of the 100th day of school. Seriously, that's like the participation.
I've heard that too. I don't get it.
Well, that goes back to the whole thing where you have graduations from middle school and junior high and everything else. It's, gosh. And as a parent, you kind of feel like you have to go. I mean, I think my daughter's already had 5 graduations, and my son had 6.
Yeah,
and I went to every one of them, and I kept thinking to myself, okay, this is really stupid. They're doing kindergarten graduation. I mean, it was 1 year. It was 1 year, but they're having a ceremony. Albert Mitchin's underdog. It's just little old me underdog.
You can't do anything.
No. Hong Kong Phooey would be way out of line.
way out of line. Everything is.
That was one of my favorites. Scatman Crothers as Hong Kong Phooey.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I'm all for people. Well, I'm all for people being sensitive to actual things we should be sensitive to. Tongue dart, Chris, as soon you'll have to do the show in silence. Yeah, that'll make great radio. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to offend anyone today. And that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. It's pretty quiet.
Yeah. But crazy world we live in. So, hey, your Indianapolis Colts have a head coach. Finally.
It took them, I guess it took them a long. I don't think it would have taken them this long had they known.
Right.
You know, what was going to happen with Josh McDaniels. I think they probably would have made this decision the day after the Super Bowl, like they tried to do. But I think they're probably going to be end up being as happy, if not happier, than they would have been with McDaniels, right?
Yeah, I think this hire is better.
Like, don't you think you've got more upside here?
Right, I know what Josh McDaniels is. Mm-hmm. And Wright might not be able to coach. I think he can. But I'd rather see what he can do than go get a guy who is going to be a Belichick 8-8 dude, you know, which is what from that tree that we know doesn't work, especially here in Houston.
Yep.
So, yeah, somebody said Pepe Le Pew would be a sexual predator.
He would be. Mm. We got to throw all those cartoons out. Mm.
Somebody says they think John and Lance talked about it this morning, something about Lance didn't want it going viral and him getting fired from the NFL Network.
Oh,
female golfer
doing it?
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
You could do that with Raheel, though.
Yeah, good. Is that way only Raheel would get fired?
Well, Raheel doesn't have the NFL Network gig, so. But that makes sense now because, yeah, that's why you know, when Lance, and Lance will be on today, as a matter of fact, things start getting a little too dicey. Lance just kind of gets up and leaves.
Yeah, that happens.
And that's smart. That's a good gig that he's got. And, he does a great job with it. His, his mock draft is my go-to mock draft now.
I'm looking forward to talking to him today. What did we say we were going to talk to him about? Receivers?
Yeah, I think that because we were talking about the 49ers.
Yeah, we teased, so I want to make sure we get on it.
Yeah, let's not forget that. 713-780-ESPN. JS says all the sensitive stuff comes from white people.
We are so sensitive, let me tell you. Mm. Me particularly, as a representative for white people, I'm very sensitive.
281 says, I'm offended by the oversensitivity of most people in this country. What group do I get to join?
None.
No.
You're not in that group.
No, you can just be a blitzer. Because we're going to not be offended, probably offend people, not going to go to a safe space.
Right.
713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Be happy to take some calls. And
I'll be happy to tell you about Pajamagram, Fred.
Oh, really?
Because, yeah.
You know, I'm just kind of thinking maybe I should get something nice and warm and sexy for the lady.
Yeah, it's what it, and something soft.
Yeah.
Really super soft.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. Guys, it's called Micro Velvet, created by the PJ experts at Pajamagram, found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. These are the softest, most luxurious pajamas ever imagined. They are ridiculously, absurdly soft. And all you got to do, go to pajamagram.com and pick her some up. I know Valentine's Day is close. That's all right. They got you covered, guys. They got you covered. Get her the blissful comfort that she deserves. This is next level soft, and she's going to love them. They're irresistible to touch, relaxing to wear. And when she's happy, you'll be happy. A Valentine's gift has never felt this tempting, and no need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Valentine's Day delivery is still guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIFT-PJs today. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. That's Pajamagram.com.
And we're back on the Blitz. So far, so good on the music today. 409 says, I'm 51 years old and my kids can't stand talking to me. They say everything I say is offensive. Yeah. Fortunately, my kids kind of had the same sense of humor, so. Which is probably going to get them both in trouble. Katie more than Will, but.
Right.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. I'm sensing sexual overtones from Spanky and the Little Rascals.
Probably so.
And somebody says, not a cartoon, but Blazing Saddles. You cannot make Blazing Saddles today.
Zero chance.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, you know what it is, but it's so, at the time, it was so groundbreaking and so necessary.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Raphael, don't you think doing the show in complete silence would offend the deaf people listening to the show? Oh, man. Squeeze in a call. Jerry. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Sports.
Hey, so my wife's a high school teacher and just want to see if you guys have heard about the accommodations that are given to students these days. It's actually a thing that the teachers have to do. Do either of y'all know what that is?
No.
No.
Okay, so basically, somebody's mom could call in and say, little Johnny here gets offended easily, so he needs a cool-down period. And they're letting the students get up and walk out of class and sit outside for 10 minutes if they get offended, upset, anything of the above. So the high schools aren't, you know, getting them ready for real life. I'd like to see them do that at a job or at an interview or in real life anywhere.
I mean, it's the same thing on college campuses. There's college campuses that have safe places and things. I mean, it's...
AJ, I'm offended. I'm going to have to go sit outside for 10 minutes.
Okay.
God.
It's not a great time for me.
Oh, man. Blake says Ren and Stimpy wouldn't survive today's hypersensitive culture. No, it
wouldn't. Dude, I'm surprised The Simpsons are still on.
Yeah.
Although I haven't watched it in a while. I bet they've changed.
It's,
yeah.
It's more like social media related stuff. Like they make a lot of references to stuff on like social media.
Is Apu still in the show?
Yeah, he is. I think he is.
Okay.
Is most wonderful.
Man.
Well, that's one thing why I love Rick and Morty is they don't care. They give zero bleeps. And they're racist to aliens and everything else. So yeah, well, that's our society. This is how we live. I mean, oh well. I guess we'll have to just not say anything.
No, well, life's gonna be a lot more boring. I can tell you that.
I'm trying to find the most offensive story on my list of things today. Oh, actually, though, here's one, and this is not really offensive. Just a little sportsy for a minute. Little pitch for Sports Map. There's some great content on there today because your two favorite people are on there, myself and AJ, and I have a column about the Houston Sports Hall of Fame. And it's funny because my idea changed. My first idea was basically intended just to piss you off because I was going to write about how it was ridiculous that Nolan Ryan was one of the first three in. And then I softened it. But AJ's NCAA Hoops report is on there as well.
It is?
Yep. Joel Blank on who turned the Cavaliers around, and it's not LeBron. And we have our weekly Rockets report. So, and by the way, over the weekend, guess who else wrote? Juggalo Trey.
Ah, yes.
He did his NASCAR preview, so that is also on the site, so you can check that out. But what I wound up writing was, for not having a lot of team success in the city, there's an awful lot of people that would belong in a Hall of Fame.
I don't know.
Well,
are they going to be like a real Hall of Fame, or is it going
to
be like...
We're talking about the Houston Hall of Fame, so it doesn't have to be the same standards as the...
Is it going to be like the Basketball Hall of Fame where like, oh, you contributed because you decided the ball should be orange?
Well,
welcome to the Hall of Fame.
No. But I have some guys. I'm going to run through some names and you can tell me whether they belong in there or not. Because I came up with more than 30 names that could easily go in there. And it reminded me because in 2004, we did this thing as a tie-in to the Super Bowl where they saluted 38 legends. And I was one of the people that was helping select those, and they took a bunch of people out didn't think belong. But that was 14 years ago. So there's been a lot. I think there's been more people that belong in there. So, all right, the three that are in, we already know Earl Campbell, Hakeem Olajuwon, Nolan Ryan. Wouldn't argue with any of those.
No.
Okay. Craig Biggio and Jeff Bagwell.
Fair.
Yeah. Warren Moon.
Yeah.
Clyde Drexler.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, he played at UH, too. I think the and he also played at Yates. Or not Yates. But he played high school.
Oh, played high school here, too?
High school, college, and then won a championship here, finished his career here.
Okay. He can get in.
Yao Ming.
No.
Why not?
He didn't win anything.
Doesn't have to win anything. Nobody wins anything in this
city. He
didn't
win anything, and he was never like one of the greatest at what he was doing.
Yeah, he was pretty damn good for a long time here, though. I think for a city Hall of Fame, he should go in. Rudy Tomjanovich. Player and coach, won 2 titles.
Yeah, probably so.
So this is not as ridiculous as you think.
No.
Calvin Murphy?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, then we get into the Olympics. Carl Lewis.
Yeah.
One of the great Olympians of all time. Mary Lou Retton.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Laura Wilkinson, the diver who won all the gold. She was one of the best.
How many gold medals does she have?
I don't remember, but she's got a bunch.
Okay.
And then I don't know if you count Tara Lipinski as Houston because she moved here and won while she was here. I'm not sure I count her.
I don't count that.
Plus, I can't stand her commentary. And then Simone Biles is probably, when she quits, has already done enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Andre Johnson.
He's in the Yao Ming category to me. I mean.
And then from the Oilers era, I had Robert Brazil.
What about Tracy McGrady?
So I didn't really consider McGrady.
Didn't he win multiple scoring titles here?
Yeah, he did. He probably, and he made it to the Hall of Fame this year. Yeah, he probably needs to be in. So Robert Brazil, who just got elected to the Hall of Fame for the Oilers. I think Dan Pastorini is a possibility, and certainly Bruce Matthews and Mike Munchak.
Yeah.
So, see, we're, and now, and plus you could just do a whole wing for the UH quarterbacks. Andre Ware won a Heisman.
Yeah.
David Klingler.
Case Keenum.
Greg Ward Jr. was the most successful out of all of those guys.
Yeah.
So, there's plenty there. Basketball-wise, obviously, besides Drexler and Olajuwon, Elvin Hayes and Don Chaney. Coach-wise, Guy V. Lewis, Bill Yeoman, Wayne Graham, Bum Phillips, and then Dave Williams, who was the golf coach at UH, who won like 16 national championships. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Owners, you probably have to put in Les Alexander. They already gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award. I submit that Bob McNair deserves to be in just for getting the NFL back to Houston because that was not a lot. Then there's some other guys that nobody ever talks about, like George Foreman.
Yeah.
A.J. Foyt. I mean, he was...
Is he Houston or is he like out in the backwoods? Well,
he's Houston. So that's like 33 names, and you brought up another one that probably belongs on there. And I mean, you know, some of those are debatable, but that's a lot of.
There's probably a golfer or two somewhere.
Well,
in there.
See, and that's the thing. I didn't dive into golf other than Williams, but because it's like I guess Steve Elkington still lives here, and there's some. Robin Burke was a big amateur golfer who's really big, and Jackie Burke and people like that, they're probably going to get in. But like Fred Couples played here, but that was kind of it. He played in college. Yeah. But then again, that's the same thing you could say about the quarterback. So, yeah.
Do you think there are like the Rice team that won the national championship in baseball? Anybody on that team?
The other guy who I didn't really mention who probably belongs in there too is Lance Berkman because he did play at Rice and for the Astros for so long. Yeah, Clyde was at Sterling. And it brings up Brian Ching. I didn't really consider the Dynamo.
No, get out of here.
But. And so somebody says Michael Strahan. But Michael Strahan never, you know, he played at TSU. But, you know, is that enough? Maybe. But. Like the guys that I'm considering from college, I didn't really consider what they did in the pros. So, Drunk Bevo Chuck Norris. I don't know if he's Houston, but he feels Houston.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Damien says South Park's still on, but only because all the shows now are jabs at Trump. I got to be honest. I'm, you know, while I think the Stephen Colbert cartoon might be funny. Like, there's certain shows I can't watch anymore.
How's Stephen Colbert got time to do that?
I don't know.
Does he have a late-night show to do?
Yeah, he's, like, beating everybody's ass now, too.
Dude, Trump's the best thing that ever happened to that guy.
To all of them. I mean, that's everybody. Like, The Daily Show and Bill Maher and John Oliver even. I mean, I quit watching those guys because that's all the show is Donald Trump. And I'm just like, okay, enough. I want something else. But, yeah, it's interesting. But as far as that Hall of Fame goes, I think there's going to be a lot of people on there. Somebody mentioned Jose Cruz. I think you can
make an argument. Yeah.
And, yeah, here's a fair one from 936. Cynthia Cooper and Cheryl Swoops. As much as I don't care about that.
No, this is a boys-only Hall of Fame. Just kidding.
Yeah, you can't have women in there. Yeah, Roger Clemens is another one that I just don't know if he was there long enough, but I think there's other people. So I don't know how you do something like this and get, I mean, because if you do three a year, you're going to be doing this for 50 years before you get to some people who deserve to be in there. So, Blaine brings up Zena Garrison for tennis. That's a good one. See, that's what I was trying to do is get these names.
Zena Garrison.
Dwayne De Rosario from the Dynamo.
No.
He's Canadian. Get out of here.
I mean.
But if you were taking a Dynamo guy, wouldn't it be Brian Ching?
Yeah. Him or Dwayne, yeah, for sure.
I'm not taking any of them.
And you know what? At some point, we're going to have an MMA guy in there.
I doubt it.
Is the scene that bad here now?
Let me see here.
He's like a Derek, right?
Yeah. Zena Garrison won 0 Grand Slam singles titles. 0. I mean, okay.
Didn't she win a bunch of doubles?
Yeah, doubles tennis doesn't count.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that.
Yeah, that's I'm going no. Great. And no, she actually never won a women's doubles. She won some mixed doubles championships. Yeah,
she was a pretty big star around here for a long time, though.
I'm sure she was because, I mean, it was the best thing they had going around here.
Yeah, when I was growing up, she was pretty big deal.
Yeah,
at least, but because she was, I think because she was a national tennis person who was doing really well.
Right.
So that's the thing. That's all from my era of as I was coming up in the business, people like that. But even if she doesn't get in, maybe we could send her Sherry Perry's. What do you think?
Okay.
Now, more importantly, guys, you're running out of time. And if you have waited till the last minute, congratulations, it's here. This is it. This is the last minute. And I'm telling you, my wife loves Sherry's Berries. The lady in your life is going to love them. Hell, the man in your life is going to love them. And this Valentine's Day, you can still send the unforgettable gift of Sherry's Berries, fresh, juicy strawberries dipped in chocolatey goodness and topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. Berries arrive in Sherry's Berries signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon. No gift wrap required. And right now, you can send Sherry's Berries or any other decadent gourmet gift and save 20% on gifts over $29 with my promo code Fred and AJ. That spell out A-N-D.
Yep. You choose the delivery date. It's guaranteed. Customer satisfaction is always number one or your money back. But I'm pretty sure you're going to be happy. My wife loves these berries. Every time they show up, this is like the best thing that happens around Valentine's Day. Hurry up and order today. Valentine's Day is 2 days away. Get 20% off your purchase of $29 or more. Go to berries.com today. Use our code Fred and AJ at checkout. That's berries.com. Promo code Fred and AJ.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. This is not Raheel.
Oh, no, you're Raheel and I'm Dell.
Oh. Okay, so that means I have to be hip and you have to be bitter. I think is how that works.
That's pretty easy for me.
Oh, he was doing so well.
It's sabotage. Someone overwrote the promo show.
Dude.
Own up to it. Yeah, see, somebody brings up a good one. Bare Knuckles boxing star Jack Johnson was born in Galveston. How about him? So that's the thing. You got to go way back if you're going to do this.
I mean, you can't count Galveston. We can count Beaumont.
No.
Okay. We're not counting Galveston. We're not counting Huntsville.
Okay. Well, okay. But what about like the burbs, like Woodlands and Sugar
Land?
That's
fine.
Okay. Yeah, because that's where Laura Wilkinson was from, the Woodlands. I remember that.
She's from...
Because we wrote like 5 million stories.
She's from Klein. She went to high school with my cousin. They were like they're still best friends.
Oh, really? Yeah. I guess she was the Woodlands Diving Club or something.
Yeah, probably.
But she was listed from the Woodlands because we wrote 10,000 stories about her back in the day. Let's. So why is the let's try Daniel. Okay, of course.
Oh boy,
he's
okay.
You're falling apart, Jose.
What's up, Daniel?
Sports guys.
Sports.
Hey, I know you guys just discounted the Beaumont area, but I have one. Juggalo Trey would be all over. Jimmy Johnson and good old Nederland. I'll hang up. Thanks, guys.
It'll be a good one. I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what? You've got your own little Hall of Fame over there because it's got Babe Dick Drickson Zaharias all over the place.
You can't call her Babe.
Oh, damn.
Come on, man.
Sorry. Yeah, I mean, this is a Houston thing specifically. So, all right.
It says here he was born, Jimmy Johnson was born in El Cajon, California.
Yeah, I didn't think he was from around here.
I think somebody's playing us for a fool, Fred.
I think so. I think he lied to us just to try to get Nederland in on the show.
I think so, too.
All right. Well, that was a fail call. We'll do one more, and then I think we'll punt on him. Is it CJ? What's up, CJ? Hello, CJ.
How you doing, guys? Sports.
Sports to you.
I know you guys were just joking about it a little while ago, though, but, of course, I was speaking on the comments, you know, Van Chancellor, Cynthia Cooper, Cheryl Swoops, Tina Thompson, Janet Arcane, and being in the Hall of Fame. And also, I wanted to think, what did y'all think about the Diaz family, the boxer family? And I want to say that the Gonzalez family, but the Taekwondo family, they were Olympians and national champions.
See, that's racist because it's the Lopez family.
By the way, this Hall of Fame's out of control. I want nothing to do with it. We're letting Taekwondo guys in. It's out of control.
In comments.
Yeah.
You know what? There's a great place you can go comment on it on Sports Map. So, 713-780-ESPN. Casino Joe says he's from Port Arthur. So, we will. Nederland / Jimmy Johnson, the coach, not the driver. That's who it is.
Oh, okay.
Now we got it. Yeah,
I thought you like Juggalo Trey, I just associated with NASCAR.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay.
Jimmy with a Y, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And Daniel asked, if you don't count Beaumont, then you don't count Seeley and Eric Dickerson. No, I think Seeley's too far out.
Yeah.
It's got to be a suburb of Houston.
Yeah, like Katy to the west, Woodlands to the north, Baytown to the east, and like what?
I'd say League City since that's where Harris County ends.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's your line has been drawn. That was pretty simple.
We're going to count Pearland?
Well, we kind of have to go that direction, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you count Pearland.
Okay. Well, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Kingwood?
Well, I think Kingwood's part of Houston, technically.
Okay. Fair. Humble?
Now we're getting into...
That's gray area?
Yeah. I'm going to go yes.
Okay.
Because people do commute from Humble.
I think so, too.
I think you have to be able to commute to the downtown.
Tomball?
That might be past my limit. Although it's a different direction than the Woodlands, it's about the same. Okay, I'll keep Tomball because I know people in Tomball who work
downtown.
Okay,
so we do the circle.
Yeah.
It's like from basically like if you make Woodlands 12 o'clock, Katy 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
League City 6 o'clock and Baytown 3 o'clock, you draw a circle.
Yeah. All right. That works.
All right.
Okay. It's been decided. 713-780-ESPN. It's so difficult. It is so difficult just to come up with criteria for this thing. So, all right, we'll move on next segment to something non-sports.
All right, let me tell you guys about Tri-Eagle Energy. Listen, it's not easy. It's not fun shopping for electricity rates. Nobody likes to do it, but it's something you got to do. You got to go out and make sure you're getting a good deal. And you want a company that you can count on. And Tri-Eagle Energy is a born and raised in Texas company. They care about providing you a good low electricity rate, but they want to make your home more energy efficient overall. They provide tools to help you decrease the amount of energy your home's using. Use promo code ESPN, you'll get a discount. And if you're in the CenterPoint territory, you can get the Smart Energy 36 plan locked in at 8.9 cents for 3 years. That includes an all-new Ecobee 4 thermostat with Alexa voice service, so you can ask your Ecobee to set a time or read you the news, adjust the temperature, and more. Trigall Energy will even come out and install it for free. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TRIEagleEnergy.com. PUCT number 10064.